Patient name, Tommy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, 9-23 of 64. Date of service, 8-18 of 23. This is a 58-year-old male patient here to discuss some stomach issues he's been having. He feels as though he's had some type of issue with his stomach for the last 6 weeks. Apparently, six to eight weeks ago, he went to Nicaragua with a group of friends, and every one of them came back with some type of stomach issue. Not really any pain, but they had altered defecation at that point. He tells me ever since that time, his stomach has been not cramping, but when he has to have a bowel movement, it'll be a loose stool. No profuse diarrhea, no pain whatsoever, no blood in the stool. Period, new paragraph. He would like an intervention for that. We'll probably start with flagellin Cipro and see what that brings about, and he will return to clinic in a few days. Blood pressure 122 over 78, pulse 52, respiration 16. Temperature 97.9, oxygenation 98%. Current weight 255, allergies none. Current medications, he has an inhaler and Azor. Medical history, hypertension, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. No labs today, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. In fact, it's a normal exam today. H-E-E-N-T, all within normal limits. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds are present, and all within normal limits. He has plus 5 muscle strength in all extremities, and there is no lower extremity edema. Patient furthermore denies any flank pain. He has normal urination. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. A mild gastroenteritis versus stomach viral intestinal process. Patient will be given Cipro 500 milligrams and Flagyl 500 milligrams, each of them twice a day for 3 days, each a quantity of 6. He will return back to clinic in 3 or 4 days. As follow-up, I've encouraged him to drink plenty of fluids, and he's going to continue to monitor his symptoms. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Colton, K-O-L-T-O-N, last name Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Date of birth is 5-7 of 10. Date of service, 8-18 of 23. This is a 13-year-old male patient. Here today, complains of sore throat, headache, some ear involvement as well. He doesn't really verbalize any pain, but he says they feel stuffy. Period, new paragraph, allergies none. No fevers that have been high. Today it's 99.7. No chills, no activity intolerance. Period, new paragraph, he does complain about a scratchy throat. Period, new paragraph, current medications none. Medical history negative, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test and a COVID-19. They were both negative. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears. They do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous. Mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis, acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin 875 POBID 10 days. Number 20, he's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed.